Now, I'll tell you, very recently I was at a place and I mean, so much of dialogue and thought process is unnecessary, yet it happens. There was a boy who was obese. There was a shortage of tables. And so I was finishing my tea, and so he and his friend requested, and I said, "You're welcome, I'm going." As soon as he left, a friend of mine came. And said, "What were you doing with that guy, that fat guy, this, that?" All the time talking about this boy. And I thought to myself, the Maya can be so strong that one's consciousness is entirely fixated on somebody who's not said a word to you, not done anything to you, who is precisely the way God has made him. We don't know what genetic disorders he has. And here, my friend's consciousness was completely absorbed by this. So, hypothetically, he could say, "Who's Bandhan?" But you see, this would not happen. This would not happen if one had the realization that, first of all, everyone is precisely the way God made them, especially people who are challenged physically. You can imagine how much harder it is for them to be humiliated all their life. So, where compassion should arise, the opposite has happened. But even that is God's will. So, there are no others in that sense. So you are quite right. All relationships are one's relationship with oneself. And therefore, in that sense, the Rinanubandhan ends.